setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
Live from Ramsey Solutions in Nashville, you're joining a conversation about who you are, what you were born to do, where you want to be, and how you can get there. In other words, it's all about you because you were created to do something unique. That means that you are needed, and that means you must do it. Somebody out there needs you to be you. And so that's what we are about. This is not another political show. We're talking about purpose, not politics. DC doesn't have the answers. You do. You have the answers. They're within you. And it's my job to get them out of you. So we're going to look at what you do best, talent, strengths, skills, and what you love to do most. Work that you look forward to. Work that makes your heart come alive when you're engaged in it. And work when you're done, you look back on it and you say, that was worth it. And so that's available to all of you. I don't care how old you are. I don't care if you're dealing with fear, doubt, pride, rejection, you name it. I'm here to fight that on your behalf. So let's get to it. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Oh my goodness. We're going to go around the globe. Am I reading that correct? We're going to Spain, where Amy is on the line. Amy, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Ken, thank you so much. It's a privilege to speak to you.
Well, the privilege is all mine. How can I help?
So I'm calling because I had an opportunity to be able to meet with an affluent company, a dream job. However, being that I'm abroad, they have agreed to do this final interview on a marathon of video conference calls. I feel that I'm at a disadvantage, being that I'm not on site, I'm not meeting them personally, and I don't get to see my competition because there'll be several people interviewing for the same project or same position. So I'm calling for any feedback, any suggestions. How can I maximize this, take advantage of this opportunity? It is the dream job that I would like to take, that I've been looking forward to, but I want to stand out. But video conferences, I feel like I'm limited.
Yeah, well, first thing you have to do is you got to put that out of your mind, because you are putting yourself at a disadvantage when you say, I think I'm at a disadvantage, because you're thinking about the wrong kinds of things. So here's the deal. We live in a world where video conferencing is no longer this, you know, what is this newfangled idea? I mean, we do it all the time on our phone. I talked to my daughter this morning on FaceTime. We just do it. Everybody knows it. So it's not something new, number one. Number two, I'm going to give you the same advice I'd give anybody who is going to an in-person interview. If you want to separate yourself from the pack, there's one key way to do it. And that is by the questions that you get to ask. See, I think most people think in a job interview, well, I'm going in, or I'm going to be on this video and people are going to ask me questions. Well, that's absolutely true. However, there will always be moments, plural, in the interview where you can ask a question. And I think the greatest mistake that people make in job interviews is when there's this back and forth and they're essentially answering all of the interviewer's questions. And inevitably, it comes to a point in the conversation where the interviewer says, okay, do you have any questions for me? And the worst thing you can do, even if you're really, really nervous, is go, I think I'm all good. No, you're not. You just blew your opportunity to stand out. So, Amy, this is about preparation. You have got to prepare for the interview. What are the type of questions that you have a pretty good idea they're going to ask? And run through this in your mind. What would you say if you were asked this question? Think of all the different things they might ask. Now, I have a free interview guide, How to Win the Interview, at kencoleman.com. So I want you to download that, Amy, as soon as this call is over, because it's absolutely free. Now, but I'm going to give you some sample questions. You need to think through. But I'm telling you, the preparation you need to put in, above anything else, are what are the questions that you need to ask? And let me give you an example. You get an opportunity to talk. One of the questions you should ask is basically this. You word it however you want to, but I would ask, what are the single most important characteristics of people who win in this company? Blow their mind. It will blow their mind, because nobody asks that question. Nobody says that. But what that's going to do is, and I'm giving the cheat codes away, folks, so anybody can use that. But what that does is it puts them on their heels in a good way. And they go, well, let me think about that. You want them to pause and think for a moment. And so, you know, ask questions like that. What does a win look like in this position? I could see the job description. That's why I apply. But I want you to go beyond the job description and say, what does a real win look like in this position? Again, it's going to blow their mind because most people don't ask those kind of discerning, thoughtful questions. So, Amy, I think you think of your top two or three or four questions and you be ready to ask them. And when you do that, pay attention because you're not just doing this for performance. We want to get the answer. But I think it's going to set you apart from the rest of the pack. I really believe that. I think that is the single greatest factor to separate you. Sound good?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for that.
Hey, I want to hear back from you too. This is a good reminder for Amy and anybody that calls in. I love getting the follow-up emails to these phone calls. And sometimes we put you back on the air because I want people out there that are listening to take inspiration from you. All right, let's go to Yessi, who is on the line in Minneapolis. Yessi, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help?
So I'm an ultrasound technician for 7 years now and had my first anxiety attack at work last year. And so I decided to give myself a break from my career and figure out what to do next. So I guess my question is if I should continue with my career. Or should I pursue a new one?
Well, I certainly wouldn't think about a new career until we figure out why it is you think you might need a new career because of the anxiety, I'm guessing. And I think...
Correct.
Okay, but do we have any professional analysis that says that it is the career of being an ultrasound technician that is causing your anxiety?
Right. No.
No. Yes or no? Do you have that opinion?
No.
Because I don't think it's the career, the work of being an ultrasound technician. Does that actual work stress you out to the point of anxiety?
Well, I mean, I did it for 7 years and
you had no attacks. You had no attacks. You had it towards the end, right?
Correct.
What caused the anxiety? That's what I really want to know. I'm guessing it's people or circumstances. Am I right?
I guess so. I guess because I guess I'm just a really, I'm very perfectionist. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I had a really rough career journey, mm-hmm. you know, finding a job in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And then I was let go unfairly. And then when I tried to find another job, they let me go like 3 days after they hired me because they couldn't find someone to train me properly. And so I guess I just started having that fear, like, what if they, you know, let me sure. go because of X and X reasons?
But you were in it for 7 years.
Right.
So here's what I think. Number one, you need to go see a professional. Let me say this again. I believe in the power of counseling. Get some counseling. Let's figure out what's causing the anxiety. Don't switch careers yet. This is the Ken Coleman Show. If you're considering a career in technology, I recommend Bethel Tech, and I'm not alone. Brendan said, before Bethel Tech, I was driving Uber. Within 4 months of graduating, I got a job paying $60,000. About 2 years after that, I got a remote job that pays $130,000, all thanks to what I learned at Bethel Tech. This is what I want for you folks. Get started today at BethelTech.net and get $1,000 to $2,500 off your tuition. That's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. That's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. Shining light on your path to your purpose. I'm Ken. This is the Ken Coleman Show. So thrilled to have you with us. Different kind of talk radio here. That's right. We're focused on work that you love, not just work that you have to do. Talk about doing work that you love, that you're good at, that you enjoy. And oh, by the way, you make really good money doing it. It's all possible. It really is. And we're going to help you figure out what your sweet spot is. What is the intersection of what you do best? And what you love to do most. You have the answers, I promise. My job to get it out of you. Thrilled to talk with you. We're here every day, 844-747-2577. Facebook question from Eva. She said, Ken, I need some tips on a second interview. I've been called back in. What should I do? Well, we had a phone call on this in the first segment, all the way from Spain. And I think the advice is just the same, even in the second interview. Now, this time you should be much more comfortable, which means you should be more confident. So I want to see you really be confident in this interview, because they said, we like you enough that we're very interested in you. We want you back for that second interview. And so I would sit back and run the rewind button on that first interview and think, what did I not ask in the first interview? If the questions that I ask are what set me apart in the job interview, and by the way, they are. That's how you set yourself apart from the rest of the pack. The questions that you ask in the interview. It's a chance to stand out and gain valuable information all in one simple, powerful question. So what did you not ask? There's no question that when you left that first interview, you had some things running through your mind. Remember this, the job interview is also as much for you as it is for them. Is this the right fit for you? Is this where you want to be? So I would make up a list of the most important questions that you want to ask and be ready. Because I think the second interview, it's just more about detail. They want to go in more detail. So you should be ready to ask more detailed questions. And I think if you do that, you're going to really stand out. 844-747-2577. Eva said her question on Facebook. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/Ken Coleman Show. Instagram is @Ken Coleman. Twitter @Ken Coleman. You could submit your question via those social media platforms or ask@KenColeman.com. But back to the phones we go. And we go to one of our affiliates in Beckley, West Virginia, WOAYAM860. Isaac is on the line. Isaac, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, Ken.
Sure, how can I help?
Yeah, I've been in the equipment industry about 7 years, and I got back on with the company, and they told me I was hired for a specific position. They said after about 3 months of training, I would get to be in that position, and now it's about 7 months in. And they just keep asking me to do more as far as more training and stuff that doesn't even have to have anything to do with the job. So I was seeing how I could, they never talk about the end goal. Mm-hmm. I was seeing how I could approach them on that.
Yeah. Have you had any conversation about this at all yet?
Not really. Okay. Sort of hit and miss, but they sort of dodged the question.
Yeah. I think you have to sit down with them and say, hey, listen, when you guys hired me, you gave me a fairly clear path, and mm-hmm. we're now 4 months past that, and I keep doing additional training, and I can't help but notice that this additional training that you've asked me to do has nothing to do with the job I was hired for. So obviously I'm just a little confused. I'm happy to be a team player, but I was hired to do this over here, and that's what I want to do, and I just need some clarity. What's the end game? What's the timeline look like for me to get into that position, because that's why I was hired and that's what I want to do. Now, you know, look, there might be some anxiety with this, and I understand this, because you're essentially creating a conversation that is leading to one of two outputs, right? The one is they go, oh, we're sorry. This is why, here's what's going on. We're going to fix it. And this is the new timeline. We're going to get you there. Okay. That's yeah. ideally the response. The other response is, well, we're just not ready to do that. We're not going to do that. And here's why. And now you're left holding the bag going, do I want to be here in a position that I wasn't hired to perform? So just be prepared Correct. For that. But hey, that's the right move. That's the right move. Okay. You know what I mean?
So, yeah, I guess I was hoping that I wasn't, you know, being too crazy about him. I was
no.
like, well, get the time. But when you know, you've done everything they've asked and plus more, you're wondering, okay, well, you all have up your end.
Yeah, I kind of was wanting to know if you worked for Congress, because the way that they've been kicking the can down the road.
No.
You know? I thought, boy, that sounds like...
Call, making sure I was looking at that correctly.
Yeah, you know, you're doing the right thing, Isaac. Be clear. And be confident. That's the right move. Let's go to Tammy, who's on the line in Colorado Springs. Tammy, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call. My problem is I'm 60 years old. I've been an at-home wife and mother for the better part of 30 years, foster mom for a while. And now I want to enter the workforce.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking, I was thinking about returning to school, finishing my bachelor's degree. That's in art history, not mm-hmm. real usable for me today. And then someone mentioned there's a big need in nursing. Mm-hmm. So now I'm thinking, well, maybe I should be more practical, spend a lot more money, and get a nursing degree. Mm-hmm. But I'm 60. I don't know how long I'm going to be in the workforce.
Well, so yeah, you're going about it all the wrong way. We're having the wrong conversation right now. We shouldn't be focused on where you're going to go to school. We should be focused on what it is you want to do at 60 and then determine, do I need a degree to actually do that? You know, let's look at your sweet spot, what you do best, what you love to do most. What are your top talents? You tell me.
I haven't had to think about that in 30 years.
Yeah, but...
I really don't know. I do know I did do holiday retail a few years back.
And
there wasn't... They liked my work. I have good work ethic. And there was a position that opened up, but I didn't have a degree, so I was not going to be considered, they said.
That's a bunch of garbage.
So I thought, well, I should get a degree.
Well, you know what? So, I'm going to tell you, that's going to come down to your personal preference, but you called me to get my opinion, and I'm telling you right now, you don't need a degree to work in a retail environment. That is the biggest crock of crap I've heard in a long time. You don't need a degree.
It wasn't my first choice. It was just for the holiday, but that taught me that employers want a degree.
Well, you've not been listening to my show very long, and that's okay, because I'm putting out data every day almost that says that we're shifting away from that. They don't care about the degree as much
really?
As they like talent. So the question again, here's what you've done, and I'm running up against a break. I got 2 minutes, and I want to give you 2 minutes of brutal honesty, not at you, mm-hmm. but for you. You need at 60 to have the same conversation that a 16, 26, 36-year-old. You got to do your best to discover what you really want to do, because you've got limited work span left. You might as well do something you enjoy and something that you're good at. So you've got to discover that sweet spot. And I don't care if you haven't done it in 30 years. You can figure it out sooner than somebody who's 26 because you have all this life experience. I'm just curious, really fast, if I talk to everybody that knows you, what would they say you do really well?
Organize.
Give me one other thing.
Nurture.
Kids.
I was a foster mom for a while.
Great. All right, now, I'm putting you on the spot. If I could today wave my Ken Coleman Show pencil here in the studio and give you a job starting tomorrow, no risk, no education necessary, just give it to you tomorrow, and you get to just test it out and see, well, would I really enjoy this? I think I might. What would you pick? Go.
Something with children.
I knew it. Because you're really great at nurturing. And I'm telling you, there's tons of opportunities for you, Tammy, to make good money nurturing young people. Whether it is in-home care for a wealthy family in Colorado Springs who wants a grandmother type who'll do laundry, be there when the kid gets home from school, help with homework, meal planning. I'm telling you right now, I could think of about 5 or 6 positions where you could make good money nurturing children, helping families. What you have to do, your homework assignment, is to write down 4 or 5 different types of roles, jobs that you would love to do. If you got paid for it, you'd feel like you had cheated the system a little bit, because those jobs are out there for you, Tammy. You don't need a degree. You've got a lot to offer. Switch your thinking. It's not what do I need to get to be valuable. What do I have that's valuable? Go do that. Those jobs are waiting for you. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Folks, I like to stay in the know and support great companies doing great things. Have you heard of Burst? It's the sonic toothbrush everybody's talking about. Burst is loved by influencers and celebrities, not to mention hundreds of thousands of happy customers and me. See for yourself what everyone is talking about. Burst is the smart choice, and it's affordable. Visit burstoralcare.com and use code KEN to grab a Burst brush for as low as $49.99. That's burstoralcare.com. That's burstoralcare.com. Helping you get unstuck and on the path to doing work that you love, helping you reclaim Monday mornings. I don't know how many of you are out there or you're dealing with the Sunday scaries. This is what the kids call it. I didn't know that this was a term. Madison, the associate producer, told me that they're called the Sunday scaries. It's all this fear and anxiety that builds up because you're thinking about going into the job on Monday morning. And we know that 70% of Americans hate their work. Going in on Monday morning, can you imagine living for the weekend? You're just trying to make it to Friday. Now, you take that reality and you marry it with the 90,000 plus hours that the average American spends at work over their lifetime. And you got yourself a whole lot of misery. And it's just not how it ought to be. And it's not difficult to discover that sweet spot where what you do best and what you love to do most come together. You use what you're good at to do what you love. And this is where significance comes in. This is where you operate at your highest potential. And you make plenty of money doing work you love. It is doable. Let's figure it out for you. 844-747-2577 is the number. 844-747-2577. Let's go to James, who's on the line in the Redlands, California. James, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Good afternoon for you, I think. Good morning here for me, sir. How are you?
I am living the dream, sir. How can I help?
Awesome. My question actually is pretty similar to the previous caller. I'm 29 years old. I'm going to be 30. I am a new dad. My wife is a stay-at-home mom. And I have been feeling that I'd like to figure out what it is that I should do. I purchased the Proximity Principle after getting introduced to Dave Ramsey. Mm-hmm. And I heard you talk on one of his segments, and I'm like, man, this is like, I want to read this book. So I just wanted to kind of pick your brain on that, but I started asking myself those questions during the break because they're very similar to.
So let's go at it. Let's go at it. What if I talk to everybody that knows you well, and I said, tell me the top 2, 3, 4 things that James does better than anything that he does, what would they say?
I am very extroverted. I really like making people laugh and feel good and just, I genuinely do like to help people.
All right, hold on. Yeah. So this is a key distinction. I said, tell me what others would say you do well, and you started telling me what you like to do. That's passion. We'll get to that in a minute.
So, okay.
You see the difference? See, talent's what we do best. Skills. Passion's what we like to do. So you follow me, okay?
Yes.
It's the Ken Coleman Show, not the James from Redland Show, all right? I'm going to walk you through this. What do they say you do best? What are the things, your top skills? They've always come easy to you. It's just easy for you. You know you're good at it, and people compliment you on these things that you do. What is it?
Customer service.
Okay, great. What else? Come on, don't lock up on me. Don't act like you only do one thing well. Come on.
Oh, man. I would say sales.
Sales, great. Okay.
And music. That's the third one. I play piano for 20-some years.
Okay, great. But what is it about you that makes you really good at sales and customer service? Give me one word descriptor. What makes you really good at customer sales and service? Don't lock up.
One word. Oh, man.
I'm going to tell you what it is. You're really good at connecting with people.
Yes.
Okay. You started to say that right off the top of the call. You're like, well, I really like to make people laugh and connect with others. So there is a skill set that makes you good at customer service. My guess is you're also a pretty good listener. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah. How about empathy? Are you high on empathy? Do you know what empathy is, where you can feel what others feel? You can put yourself in their shoes really easily?
Absolutely. I work at a body shop, and a lot of my job is psychologically walking people from a very traumatic experience to giving them the keys to their cars.
That's right. So why is it that how is it that I'm telling you what you do really well, and I've only been talking to you for 3 minutes?
This is why I call you.
But listen, I appreciate that, but that's not what this is. Yeah. This isn't compliment, Ken.
Yeah.
You got to start believing in yourself.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I just guessed that some of those things that I just said were your top talents based on what you said you were good at doing. There's always some clues there. Now, let's just talk about what you would love to do. Let's just say there are no limitations. You don't need any qualifications. You know you're going to be good at it. There's no risk of failing. And you said, Ken, I would do this tomorrow. What would it be? Tell me right now. Say it.
Teach.
Teach what? What would you teach?
Mathematics or languages.
Yes. And who would you teach it to?
Children. Kids.
Why?
I love kids.
Tell me why. Tell me why.
I love the reaction of molding a mind and getting the reaction that they understand something that I taught.
Okay. Have you always been good at math your whole life? It just came easy to you?
Math has been easy.
Good.
I speak five languages and I play piano.
Okay, but in the course of you and I talking, you never said anything about math. But what's interesting is when I put you to the ultimate test, which, by the way, I hope everybody listening hears what just happened. We got James, who is so uncertain about himself that he couldn't tell me one thing he did well. He has no idea what he does well. And then when I remove all risk for failure, all risk for rejection, and I say, James, what would it be? You spit it out so fast, it blew me away. James, isn't that pretty interesting?
Yeah.
So what we're dealing with, James, and people like James, is a confidence problem. Because when I removed all risk, all fear, all everything, James goes, I want to teach kids mathematics. He couldn't get it out fast enough. So that tells me your heart's clear and your head is clouded. Do you see that, James?
Yeah.
So now the reason why I'm making such a dramatic presentation on this is because when you hang up this phone call, it's very possible that that confidence begins to fade again because you don't have me in your ear. And I want to make sure that you realize the why. You love kids and you love teaching them something that can help them and you love teaching something that you think is valuable and that you are good at. So I think it's being a math teacher. So now the question becomes, what's it going to take for you to be qualified?
Right.
How much is that going to cost you? And how long is that going to take? Those are the three questions, James, that you have got to answer because that becomes the plan. And then you go, oh, I can do this.
Right.
So James, this conversation is over, and I expect you to confidently walk forward.
Right.
Because you know exactly what you want to do and the why. Really appreciate the call. I love that exercise. Not because it's good radio, because it is the ultimate clarifier. For those of you right now, you just feel like, Ken, I just can't come up with any clarity on what I do best and what I love to do most. Then get outside the list and ask yourself the question that I just put to James. If I remove all fear, whatever your fear is, I'm afraid of failing. I'm afraid of what my peers are going to say. I'm afraid that time has passed me by. Whatever your doubt is, I doubt that I have what it takes. I doubt that anybody will give me a shot, whatever it is. You have to get outside of those things and remove them all. So sometimes it helps just to say what they are. And then ask yourself this. If I could do anything I wanted to do tomorrow, no risk, I knew I was going to be good at it, I knew I was going to enjoy it, what would I do? The brain's a powerful thing. So when you expose the fear and doubt and then put your brain to the test, your brain can't help but do anything but reveal what the heart just said. Don't move. More Ken Coleman Show coming right up. Mm-hmm. helping you discover the dream and then come up with a plan to make it a reality. I'm Ken. This is the Ken Coleman Show. And right next to Dave Ramsey's studio, I sit every day, and you can come watch the show. Got to greet some folks at the half-hour break. Would love to meet you. Just come watch the Ken Coleman Show. Chris Hogan just walked by the glass, act like he didn't see me. See, I got to say, now he sees me, and he waved at me. So he tried to walk by like, oh, I'm just heading to my desk. I don't want anybody to see me. So everybody go say hi to Chris. He loves hugs. Especially from big giant guys like him. He loves he's a football player. He loves to hug other football players. I'm gonna pay for that later, Joe, but it sure was fun saying it. So anyway, come by and see us. We'd love to meet you during our breaks and sign a book, take a picture, and so that's big fun. Is there a line gathering now for Chris? Oh, this is great. That's right. Say thank you to Ken. You got to meet Chris Hogan. He's so happy. He's trying to just walk through the lobby like he didn't notice me. And this is what you get when you don't wave at me. I'm going to make you stand there and greet everybody else. So there it is. I'm an equal opportunity offender. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Lodi, New Jersey, where Tamika is on the line. Tamika, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help?
My question is today, I'm wondering, is it the right move for me to quit my job in March and move to Florida and pursue my dream job, actually? I have my master's in healthcare administration, and there's a lot of long-term care opportunities in Florida. My mom lives in Florida and said I can stay with her. So I'm just wondering, is this the right move for me?
It sounds like it is. It's the dream job. Mom's going to let you live with her. Doesn't sound like there's a whole lot of financial risk. Why don't you tell me what you're worried about? Why don't you tell me that, and then let's unpack that? Because I'm not finding any reason why you wouldn't do it. So what are you worried about?
My fear is because I've always had the same. I had the same job since 2006. I always had job security, retirement, and good health insurance. So this would be, you know, the first time that, you know, I don't know when I'm going to get this dream job or...
Oh, so it's not offered to you?
No, it hasn't been offered to me.
Well, then don't move. Then don't move. I don't like jumping off of cliffs. Unless you've got financial security in the form of you've saved up 6 months, 12 months living expenses and living with your mom, you're not going to have mortgage or rent. I'm okay if you've planned for it, but if you've not planned for it, then I would sit tight until the job avails itself.
My mom actually said that she'd be a support for me while I look for a job.
Okay. So do you have money saved? You had other money saved?
Yes. I do have some money saved, not a whole lot. And
yeah, but what happens if you have a medical problem while you're living with mom?
We did discuss that. I would have to, I guess, pay into health insurance. And so she said that she'd help me with health insurance if that was the case, if I didn't find a job.
Okay, let me ask you this. Why don't you move? Okay, so let me add one step. I'm okay with you moving to Florida. Mom's supporting you as far as the living expenses go. You don't have any. And mm-hmm. Why don't you just get a good, solid job while you're looking for the dream job, and then we don't have any loss of income.
Yes, that's what my plan was to do.
Yeah, like, well, then I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I'm looking everywhere, but good. You know, I'm going to be looking everywhere, working and
good.
Until I find
Move to Florida. Move to Florida, find something stable if you haven't found the dream job yet, and then we just work our way up the ladder. But I'm fine with that. That's not risky. Let's go to Mike, who's on the line in Detroit, Michigan. Mike, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How's it going?
I'm living the dream, Mike. How can I help?
So I called in a couple of months ago. At the time, I told you that I was leaving one of my jobs, and I was considering either sports psychology or personal training. And I just want to let you know that I got a job as a trainer within the past couple of months.
All right. I like that.
Yeah, I'm working at a big box gym.
Okay.
But my question for you for today is I'm kind of torn between two different paths. I'm kind of at that fork in the road, so to speak, with whether I should stay where I am right now or if I should move back home with parents, kind of like the last question, actually, and take a similar position at the same company.
Why would you not do that?
Because I'm slated for a promotion. So I'm an entry-level trainer right now in the Detroit, Michigan area. But if I take this promotion, I've got about 30-something clients right now. It potentially could go up to 40 within the next week or two. And if I get promoted, it'll be a 2.5 times increase in pay, which is pretty significant for
okay,
me.
Then why are you considering moving then, if that was before you? Now I'm confused.
Because my current living situation here is not so good. It's quite honestly toxic.
So change the living arrangement, not step out of the career and move back home.
Right. So if I did, I would take a different position. It would be more of a sales counselor in personal training sales. So it would be a similar position, and the entry level would be about as much as I'm making as I would make with this promotion.
Okay.
So I'm just completely torn. I don't know what to do.
Okay. Well, you didn't give me all the stuff right out of the gate.
That's right. I want to go step by step, yeah.
All right. Well, bottom line is that you got a healthy living situation with your mom and dad for a short term until you find a better arrangement. And it's the same amount of money. And is it doing the exact same thing?
So right now it's strictly personal training. If I were to move back home, it would be as a sales counselor. So I do a little bit of training, but it would also be, I'd also work more on the sales management side.
Okay. But that's the issue. Do you want to train people? Cause you got 30 clients you're training right now, and it was going to jump to 40 if you stay where you are versus going in and doing something completely different, a little bit of training, but basically sales. You don't want to do sales, do you?
I think if I went independent, I think it would be a necessary skill to learn.
Okay, great.
Right.
But that's not what you want to do. You just said it would be a good skill. So if you do it short term to make you really good at selling to where you have your own training business one day and you're going to have to sell, then I'm all for that move.
Right. Yeah, I guess the other option too would be there's sort of two positions back home. One would be as a trainer, but I'd have to build my list up all over again at a different location. The one closest to my house back home would be for the person training sales.
You're all over the place.
I know.
Mike, what do you want to do? You want to be a trainer. That's what you want to do and eventually own your own business, yes or no?
Yes. Yeah, that's.
Then do that. Do what's best for you. Okay. Don't start all over, for heaven's sakes. Makes no sense. You can stay where you are and get more clients and just change your living arrangement. That's an option, or go back home and keep training. But the sales thing, I just don't like that. I don't think you want to sell. The only reason you even said you're considering, because you think it might help you with your own business one day. But guess what? You don't have to have a sales position to learn how to essentially promote your own training business. You got to be good at training. I like the idea of going for 40 clients and changing my living arrangements where I am. It just feels like you're retreating, and it's an unnecessary retreat. Our time is almost up, but before I let you go, you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you so much for joining the conversation. Until the next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
Hey folks, Ken Coleman here. You can listen to myself, Dave Ramsey, Rachel Cruz, or the rest of the Ramsey Network anywhere with the Ramsey Network app on your smartphone. Catch all of our full shows, browse by topic, or send clips to your friends. Head to the App Store and download the Ramsey Network app today.